In Afghanistan, the search for the leader of the Taliban, Mullah Mohammed Omar, is intensifying. U.S. Marines have been sent to a mountainous region in southern Afghanistan, about 100 miles from Kandahar. That's where Omar is believed to be hiding. The interim leader of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, says anti-Taliban forces are involved in the operation and that if Omar is found, he will be arrested. NPR's Sarah Chase is in Kandahar. What do you know about this operation?
Well, according to a security commander who says he took part in the planning, fighting has actually been going on for 3 days now. And he said that U.S. troops joined the battle yesterday. As far as we're concerned, the most obvious signs of the U.S. participation were Chinook helicopters that took off from the airport around sundown yesterday, about half a dozen. Those are the double rotary helicopters that carry a lot of troops and equipment. And then there was a huge convoy that rumbled through downtown Kandahar about 2 a.m., including a number of armored personnel carriers, some Humvees, and a lot of trucks loaded with battle-clad Marines.
Why do they think Omar is in that particular spot?
Well, I've been hearing pretty credible reports that he was there for at least 10 days now, but I couldn't confirm them. And the important thing to realize here is that actually this is not such an easy country to hide in. According to a number of Pashtun elders that I've asked about this, the tribal system here works in such a way that each tribe knows where the borders of its territory is and who's on it. And in a sense, you could say that the most rugged mountain terrain is actually the hardest to hide in because the access routes are so limited, so they can be watched. And that basically means that Omar was under someone's protection, and a number of Afghans actually knew where he was. Now, there's also apparently some U.S. intelligence, including pictures, basically pointing out, here's where he is, why aren't you doing anything about it? There has been a negotiation underway for quite some time, and this current military operation may indicate some U.S. impatience at the slow pace of this Pashtun negotiation.
What about reports that Omar surrendered control of Kandahar last month to Karzai in exchange for his freedom?
There was some such deal, but you know, at least in the minds of the anti-Taliban opposition of Mr. Karzai, that was probably not meant as indefinite protection, but rather a kind of limited protection, first until the transfer of power here had taken place safely, and until Afghans had come to some kind of a consensus one way or another about what to do with him.
What will be done with him?
You know, there's some concern, of course, that he might get killed. I mean, there have been a lot of reports of Al-Qaeda people blowing themselves and people near them up as opposing forces were moving in on them. And I think that's part of why the Pashtun opposition was treading a bit delicately. So there is some concern about how to go about capturing him alive. I think it's likely that he will be transferred to U.S. custody. Apparently, high-ranking, particularly important Taliban and Al-Qaeda suspects are expected to be transferred to the U.S. base at Guantanamo in Cuba.
NPR's Sarah Chase in Kandahar, Afghanistan.